question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Hard charging, back we go from the break. These next 10 minutes are going to have us checking in with Ask the CEO Zane Kirby for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and we're sponsored by Colette.
If you love travel like we do, but you don't like all that travel planning, we say go guided with Colette. They're going to seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences for you, so you get to delight in your destination without all that stress of making all those travel plans.
You know, Colette's been a leader in guided travel, folks, since 1918. They operate on all seven continents, and right now with their exclusive Spring Air offer, you can save up to 50% on your travels when you book your air as well with Colette. I also want to share that you'll get more than just your airline seat with them, as this offer also includes private chauffeur service and in-destination transfers as well. All right, what a great deal. Now, you do need to use the special code of TAKEOFF50. That's TAKEOFF50. So head to Colette.com, book your travels today, and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them. You'll also find a direct link, of course, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Yeah, that is a great offer. All right, Robert and I are headed to the show hotline for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Waiting for us and ready to go is the CEO of the American Society of Travel Advisors, Zane Kirby.
Well, indeed he is. Zane, good morning. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Mary. Good to be with you.
Good morning. Thanks, Zane.
Yeah, nice to have you here with us, Zane. Appreciate that. So listen, last week, Signature Travel Network CEO Alex Sharp was here on the show with us. We had such a wide-ranging discussion with him. Got some really good feedback on that during the week. And he shared how hot travel bookings to Europe are for his company and the continued strength they're experiencing with cruise travel, you know, across the board, ocean or river cruising. So last month, Mary and I were in the Caribbean with one of our show partners, Seabourn, for the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. We did a live broadcast on the 15th of March from Grenada. And during the Sea Day, we hosted a special travel seminar. We shared about 15 or 16 of our top travel tips as part of the Q&A portion of that presentation. We actually decided to poll the audience on whether they use a travel agent or advisor. And about 40% of the room raised their hands, I would say, Mary, from what we saw on that. So, you know, since you joined ASTA as CEO more than 12 years ago now, Zane, talk about some of the changes that you've seen and also help create when it comes to how people interact with travel advisors and use them for their own travels.
Yeah, well, that's a lot to unpack, but I'll certainly do my best. But, you know, travel advisors in the modern era, you know, 20 years ago, if you wanted to go somewhere, you probably called a travel agent, or you visited one of the local, you know, local retail location 20, 25 years ago. But, you know, the world has changed since then. Obviously, the internet has come in and democratized information, and our members have become much more specialized. So the reality is that there is a travel advisor out there that knows exactly what you want to do and knows exactly the kind of activities and the best value for dollar that you can get in any place in this world that you want to go, because they have a specific set of trusted suppliers that they can recommend with confidence to you. So people have been using travel agents, travel advisors for forever, but I think in the modern world, travel advisors are really here to make sure that the traveling public gets the best value for dollar. Mm-hmm. And they do that by specializing in, you know, either a specific area of the world or a specific type of travel, and they burrow in and get to know that type or destination so well and have been there so many times and understand everything about it so that you don't have to. You don't have to become a travel expert in New Zealand, because someone already knows the things to do there, the people to trust, and the places to stay to get the best pictures and to maximize your time and time value for money.
Zane, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to get to this platform that you have launched, because in just building upon what you're talking about here, this is a fantastic area where I think not only is it helping travelers, it's certainly helping travel advisors, but it really is going to help connect travelers with verified travel advisors. That really resonates with us because we get questions frequently from show fans, and the questions generally are, how do I find a good travel advisor, and where do I go, and how do I know they're legitimate? So please talk about this new platform that you guys have just launched.
Sure. Yeah, unfortunately, Mary, the barriers to entry for our industry are extremely low. Anyone can actually say that they're a travel advisor, right? You don't have to go through a licensing regime. You don't have to register with your state unless you're in one of two particular states in the U.S. So the barriers to entry are low, and that means that you can find yourself on the side of, you know, calling someone that doesn't have any experience and that doesn't have any expertise. And that gives our entire profession a black eye. So what ASTA has done is we have worked with, you know, a variety of partners in here to identify those travel advisors who are ethical, who've been in business for a number of years and have proven a proven amount of sales. So if you reach these three thresholds, years in service, sales, and you take ASA's courses on ethics and regulatory compliance and legal relationships, mm-hmm. then you can become an ASA Verified Travel Advisor. Verified Travel Advisors are on Vera Vacation. That's V-E-R-I, veravacation.com, which is, as you mentioned, a platform that we launched about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. Now, we're really excited. We've done some advertising campaigns online. We recorded some videos and commercials. Maybe perhaps some of your listeners have seen them, but it's been a really great platform for us. There's about 2,000 people a day visiting Vera Vacation and connecting with a travel advisor. We'd obviously like more, but it's really, if you want to know who you can trust, we've already taken that hard work out of the equation. You just go online to Vera Vacation. Mm-hmm. You say where you want to go and approximately when, and the kinds of activities that you want to do. You can or you don't have to put those in, but if you want to do those, you push a button and there'll be 8 or 9 verified travel advisors that can help you again maximize the spend that you want to do to get somewhere in the world.
Well, we love this. Okay.
We love it. Verification.com.
All right. So this leads into something actually. It makes me laugh because, the other evening I was getting my hair cut and the woman who cuts my hair, she shared that because of us, she's actually become a travel advisor. I was a little surprised by that. I mean, she, by the way, very, very competent, but I wasn't surprised from that standpoint. But, she's aligned herself with a fast growing online travel company. And when I asked her what her aha moment was in deciding to do it, she rattled off a half a dozen or so reasons to me. One of the reasons was that she loves to travel. She felt that minimum that, she and her family and some close friends would benefit from it. But she also liked the idea of being able to build her own business, manage it around her lifestyle, and help people, with something that brings happiness to them. So, listen, I joked with her that I'm always happy when I get my hair cut. Mary knows this. So, the person I'm talking about, she already does that for me. But, as you talk to travel advisors, Zane, or try to encourage them to consider a career in this sector of travel, what do you hear or talk about with them?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that you lost your hairstylist, but I'm glad that we gained a travel advisor out of this. That's a good trade, Robert. So, you hit on a lot of the major themes. I mean, you have to be a lifelong learner to be a travel advisor because conditions change so very quickly, and everything affects travel: the price of oil, geopolitics, trade. Everything affects travel. And then there's this whole complex set of schedules and rules and deadlines that you have to meet. So it's not for the faint of heart. It can be a challenging job. But to your point, if you have an entrepreneurial muscle in your body, and if you want the sort of flexibility that being a travel advisor offers, we just got back from an event in Vienna, Austria, where 1,300 U.S.-based travel advisors joined us there to kick the tires on 15 river cruise ships. And they worked during the day and they evaluated these ships. And then at night, all of them were in the lounge online, like working with their customers and talking to their clients about their experiences. So it's a very fast paced environment that you work in. But if you have entrepreneurial muscle in your body and if you want geographic and sort of time flexibility, then this is a fantastic profession. And we have a roadmap course that'll kind of help you get started and understand the lingo of being a travel advisor. And then we have our Verified Travel Advisor program for when you've been in the business a while and that you've proven yourself. So ASA has educational resources from the very beginning.
Zane, looking ahead as the year continues to unfold, what's something that has your attention really in the world of travel or with ASTA that you're expecting is going to keep you busy, and you have about a minute left?
Well, I think that we're obviously tracking what's happening in Washington very closely here. If you look at travel is affected greatly by mood and by sentiment, and people want to make sure that they're going to feel welcomed abroad. And so far, we've polled our members, Mary, and the American traveler is extremely resilient, and I'm very happy to say that. And we've seen very little sort of degradation on that side. But it's something we want to keep our eye on. The 2024 was the highest number of Americans that left the shore. 107 million Americans left shore last year. That eclipsed the 2019 record of 98 million by a lot. So travel is certainly a right for our Americans, not a privilege. And we want to make sure that, again, people feel welcomed abroad. People obviously feel welcome coming here, but people understand that you know, the decisions that made in are made in Washington aren't necessarily reflective of everyone's in the populace's opinion.
Well, right. Again, I think we will see. Listen, in the weeks and months ahead, I think we will all be in a good position. So, I mean, it's unfolding as we see. So, Zane, always good to talk with you. Again, I want to give that website, verivacation.com, verivacation.com. You can also go to asta.org, asta.org. You can click over from there as well. Always nice connecting with you. Glad to hear you again here on the program. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Mary. See you guys.
Take care, Zane. Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Zane Kirby. I want to give that website one more time, folks. VeraVacation.com. You can go find yourself a trusted travel advisor through that. When we return after this bottom of the hour break, Rudy's going to talk layovers. RJ's coming right behind him with today's open road. Mary and I are going to take you over to Rome to talk about the Holy Jubilee. Plus, we've got the preferred travel panel and museum gallery. They're ahead in hour two. 90 minutes still to go in today's broadcast, everyone. Stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.